So please take your seat. It's always good when you start a meditation session to feel a quality of arrival, that the body can feel settled but also alert. So there's relaxation mixed with dignity and confidence. And especially recently, I've just been feeling that it's really important as we take our meditation seat to remind ourselves that we are safe, that this is a safe place to be, that our mind can be a safe and accommodating and friendly space, that this room is safe. And out of that safety, we can work with our present moment awareness and our experience. And no matter what happens in a meditation session, we are present and there's some kind of kindness and friendliness to ourself. So that may seem like a relief, or that may seem incredibly cheesy, but I would just invite you to take a moment to allow yourself to feel like you can arrive here safely. For mindfulness of body meditation, in this tradition we often practice with our eyes open but gently downcast, about 6 to 8 feet in front, just balancing internal awareness with some level of being in the space, not looking around, but soft downward gaze if that's comfortable. This also has to do with engaging in our world. And if that's not comfortable, that's fine to practice with your eyes closed, but I would suggest at some point in your meditation practice to work with your gaze this way. Soft downward gaze. Seeing without staring. Experiencing your environment and your body settling. And when you feel ready, you can start to come home to your breath. As a sort of beacon of this feeling of safety, grounding, if there's a particular way that you know you breathe when you meditate, that's fine. It should feel natural and easeful, so that it actually feels soothing when the mind can settle on it, even if it's just for a moment before wandering. And perhaps you want to emphasize that feeling of release and letting be as you breathe out gently. You can treat the other sense perceptions as adorning your environment, so the fans and sirens, rustles. They don't have to be viewed as distractions. They are actually even more a mark of being present. But if you notice that you're disembodied, that you've lost this sense of presence and safety and breath, you've lost the breath, you're caught up in a thought, just very gently acknowledge that. Thinking is a simple noting tool you could use. And find the next easeful breath. Come back home to the breath. So let's just practice this way for 5 or so minutes in silence. So we'll now transition into this contemplative phase of practice, gently directing our thoughts. And as we explore our personal experience right now of these three levels of practice, personal, interpersonal, collective, I'm going to ask you to be aware to work with something you appreciate about your practice first, rather than just what you're failing at. We often only focus on what we're not doing. So as we first start to think about personal practice, and obviously this can include meditation, since we are all here meditating, but it could include physical practices, creative modes of expression that nourish you, rest, therapy, nourishment, nutrition, anything in the realm of self-care and self-awareness. Just take a moment to reflect on something you are doing positively in that arena. An appreciation of your personal practice in this time. And let's stick with that for a minute, and then we'll move into if something feels like it's missing. So what do I appreciate about my personal practice? And as we're reflecting, is there anything I'd like to focus on or set an intention towards that feels unbalanced or unattended to on my personal practice level? And next, the interpersonal level. So this is the realm of personal relationships, work relationships, school relationships. What do I appreciate about my interpersonal practice right now? Again, starting with the appreciation. Thank you. And then on this interpersonal level, is there anything I'd like to focus on more or set an intention to attend to interpersonally in terms of showing up in relationships? Giving ourselves time to contemplate that. And finally, collective level. So this is the level of our engagement with community or sangha, culture, political systems, economies, ecologies. Systems. And again, starting with your personal appreciation. What do I appreciate about how I'm practicing on the collective level right now? And on this collective level, is there any intention you'd like to set about focus or showing up or practice? And having gone through this contemplation, there might be one nugget of insight that you want to hold on to. It might feel very foggy. And we can just let everything be. We don't have to solve our life or our path. So at the close of a contemplation, it's nice to just let be and come back to your body. Come back to the safety of your breath. And the even more indestructible safety of your heart and mind as you just feel your body breathing for one final minute together.